Around mid-month, the pond turtles are laying their eggs. Turtles may be found camped out in the warm, loose earth beside the road where it passes near their waters. I'm talking here mainly about Chrysimus picta, the painted turtle, which can grow up to nearly a foot in length overall and has a dull black or dark brown shell with red or orange color on its nether edges. The undershell, or plastron, is usually a uniform dull yellow in specimens from the northeastern states. Painted turtles hibernate in burrows as much as 3 feet deep that they dig into the muddy bottom of their home ponds, whence they emerge in the spring to breed. Pond turtles of whatever species are shy and elusive, slipping into the water in an instant from the logs and rocks where they bask. To approach them is nearly impossible, except in the couple of weeks in June when the females leave their ponds to lay. Then you can observe them closely, a treat for turtle lovers, and turtle lovers include just about all of us. What is it about these outlandish creatures that is so endearing? Something in the witty ingenuity of their setup, no doubt, something that gives the turtle the charm of an old-fashioned mechanical novelty, like a pocket chess set or a miniature cuckoo clock, and makes us respond with undiminishing curiosity and affection to what is, essentially, a lizard in a box.